This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Lots of things going on in the American family farm community, and this program is all about underscoring those things. I'm Doug Steffen, an American family farmer, as are most of the people, or many of the people that listen to this program, is sort of in a categorical sense, folks who listen to this program who are directly tied to farming and the smaller farmers, and the idea of what we can do to help each other out is really the backbone of the philosophy of this presentation. I'm Doug Steffen. Have Jersey cows on my farm. I have a usual array of animals and ice cream and things that I guess would be described as agritourism on the farm. It's kind of a fun way of it is fun, but I have a vocation. And that's the radio business. My avocation is farming. I just try not to lose too much money doing it. And last couple of years we've been better off because of being able to sell ice cream from the farm at retail, you know, things like that. You got to find things that will help you, especially although the forecast is for better dairy prices. It hasn't been great. It hasn't been easy. A lot of small American family farmers, 100 cows, gone. And I've talked about that 100 times. I don't want to overdo it. Most of the time when I start the program, before we get to our guest who's going to be it's always a person who's focused on how to make farming better. We'll have a vegetable guy on named Michael Pearl in a few minutes from a farm in Missouri. First, though, let's understand what extra U.S. farm products could be sold to China. All of the trade talks, it appears now, as we look at the news and understand what's going on for the benefit of our country and for farmers, in reality, what the president has done is not good for farming, but in the long haul, it's good for our country. So does that mean in the long haul, it's going to be good for farmers? I guess it depends. They have agreed, the Chinese have agreed to make new purchases of farm products from our country. This happened after a meeting with the president of China this past weekend in Japan at the G20 summit. China at the moment is the top buyer of many U.S. agricultural exports, making purchases last year of over $21 billion. So that just kind of got cut off at the knees because the president wanted to stop the way China was abusing the relationship. Understand that as well. It's good. I mean, it's painful, but it's not, you know, it is what it is. I'm looking at what they've agreed to buy more of, not the soybeans. I mean, I think now I'll have to talk to Mr. Pearl about this, because I don't know many small farmers who grow soybeans, a lot of them, especially here in the Northeast, although there are more and more people who are doing that. But from the point of view of the U.S., we are the number two supplier of soybeans to the Chinese. And they're using that, a lot of it, to feed the pigs over there. But then there's this big deal about swine flu and swine fever that's affecting what the pig farmers even are, how they're even surviving. Let's see, what else are there? In terms of looking at the overall growth, there's other grain. Sorghum, for example, they haven't bought a lot of that. That's good for feeding pigs and beef animals, that sort of thing. I guess I could go through this, whether it's maybe boring, just to know that they're thinking about doing other things. But will that affect relationship that we have with the small farmer getting it in the chops because of not just the reality of what's happening in the trade deals, but because of the talk around them? Farmers are hurt. So people sort of, for whatever the reason, they stay away from farming and farmers because they don't think that there's any future there. Look at all of the bad publicity the news media gives toward, you know, any number of problems they have. And we know, and this is the frustration of me being in a business that talks about what's going on in the news. It is so negative, and we tend to glom onto that for whatever reason. I guess it's human nature, glomming onto the stuff that's bad news. Matter of fact, this last podcast that we have at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, I'm talking about the news, the ag news, the Democratic presidential hopeful, what they're hearing from farmers, the also in the this podcast, swine flu, and it's linked to China. Then we, on the podcast that's now up there at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, you'll meet Fritz Botner of Sprouting Farms. He runs a collective project director from Charleston, West Virginia. Sprouting Farms has become a training center for nonprofit farms, educational center, teaching new farmers to be more sustainable, production techniques, that sort of thing, providing shared resources, educational opportunities. And this is something actually I was thinking about doing on my farm. Teach people how to do this particular type of farming. And I'm not saying just what they're doing at Sprouting Farms, but the farming I'm doing is all about raising animals and keeping them healthy. What do you do about pink eye, for example? How do you keep heifers away from other heifers, keep them from sucking on their teats, you know, that kind of stuff. That's important for farmers to understand it. And because there are so few farmers that are passing this along to their children or anybody because nobody wants to do it anymore, somebody's got to learn. Somebody's got to know how to do this. So we highlight that. And I also talk about the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, and his responses to the media about the state of the family farm. I think these people are really out to lunch in Washington. And I'm not just talking about the administration. I'm talking about politicians in general, even some of the people that are on these various committees, the Ag Committee on the House and on the Senate side. I just think that they're out of touch. They really are with the realities of what's going on the farm. So with that, we are going to turn our attention in a moment to the Pearl Farm in Platte County, Missouri, and find out why this fellow, Michael Pearl, is having such good luck. He's a fifth-generation farmer on this land, and for that, amongst other, just because of that, he's worthy of our attention. So we get to that. I want to bring, speaking of attention, your attention to a way for you to donate a lot of old equipment you may have around, and maybe in the driveway, maybe behind the barn. Maybe out. Every farmer has got a junkyard. You know it. I know it. I've got mine. I got a bunch of old balers and choppers and some old equipment that I keep because I use the parts to fix the newer equipment that is from the same manufacturer. Well, I got plenty of that stuff in my yard, and I'm going to do what I'm suggesting you ought to do. That's give it to one of, you know, to the betterment of the American family farm and the American family farmer. We know how important farms are because we are a part of the world of growing and of being. So, if you've got a truck, a tractor, an old piece of equipment, maybe a motorbike, a boat, a trailer, whatever you've got, an old car, so let's do this collectively. Let's go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. And let's donate. We can donate it. Nobody's going to charge you anything for doing it. Somebody will come pick up the vehicle, whatever it is. It'll be a tax-deductible transaction, and you'll be helping the tradition of American family farming. So donate today by going to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. There's a button there. There's a form online. Or you can call 888-342-GIVE. To give any old equipment you have. Come on, you know as well as I do, you've got junk around you can get rid of. So call them at 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or complete the form online at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. That's 888-342-GIVE or go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Time now for us to meet Michael Pearl here on the American Family Farmer. He's been a successful marketer, was in the advertising field. He comes from Platte County, Missouri, and now is back to the land, fifth-generation farmer on his family farm. Michael, good to have you here. How large is the Pearl Farm?
Good morning, Doug. Glad to be here. The farm right now is just a little bit less than 100 acres. It's something that's manageable for me and what we do for a living.
When you say manageable, how do you define that?
When I say manageable, I think of, you know, what we've gone through, you know, the rain, you know, the ditches.
Yeah.
I'm a small vegetable farmer, you know, managing weed, managing erosion, managing, you know, cultivation, harvest. It's a manageable product. We have, you know, a few acres of soybeans, which those are fairly easy. But when I say management, with the resources we have, being able to take care of the products that we have and grow.
Yeah. So there are no animals on the farm. Have there ever been? If you're the fifth generation working, I can't imagine there weren't animals there at one point.
Yeah, there's a lot of animals on the farm, Doug. When I grew up on the farm, up until college, you know, we had cattle.
Mm-hmm.
We had beef cattle. We had dairy cattle. We had hogs. We got rid of our last horses about a year ago. Lot of horses. You know, we rode in parades, managing cattle. We farmed up at least up to about 1,200 acres, so we had, a lot of ground to cover, so a lot of animals and a lot of taking care of those animals.
Why did that change for you, your specific circumstances there on your farm?
Why did it change for me?
Yeah. Why did it change for the farm, I suppose, the going away from animals to focusing on produce?
Yeah, that changed real quickly. The management, the amount of energy, the amount of resources, and it really wasn't my forte in managing the animals. That's a whole different 24/7, 365 a week.
Sure is.
365 a year, rather.
It sure is. Yeah. All right, we'll talk more about it. Stand by. Thank you. Michael Pearl here on the American Family Farmer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Harvesting, helping, it's all part of what happens on any good family farm. Michael Pearl is here from the Pearl Farm in Missouri. For those of you who may be like I am, a curious sort, so I Google everybody. And what comes up first is not Michael Pearl the farmer, but Michael Pearl the minister. And he apparently isn't the greatest guy in the world. If you ever do that, do you ever look, Michael, at people to see who else has the same name as you do? I have done that for a long time. With
yeah, I've done that in the past, and probably not too many of us, actually.
No.
Interesting. So.
Interesting, yeah. So, your father got you to go to school. He understood the importance of education. You got a degree in advertising, and that's where you went to kind of go back to where you come from.
Right.
So you were able to make money and then decide early on, as a lot of people who work in Manhattan for decades, they've had enough, and I want to go back. Either I want to find my roots someplace else, or I want to go back to my roots. So you had the benefit of a good career. You had probably some money. And yep. Did you reinvest that in the farm?
Yeah, we continually, you know, reinvested in the farm with equipment, okay? When my father was done, he was done. We leased land out. And, you know, with him being done, you know, we sold all the big iron equipment, right? And so I had to reinvest and buy some smaller equipment to get me through vegetable planting. So we didn't need combines.
Give us an example. Give us an example of the kinds of things that you had to buy. What sort of equipment do you use on your farm? Keeping in mind, this is an 88-acre farm, folks.
Yeah.
It's vegetable crops for the most part. So what do you use? Give us an example or some examples of what you have.
The biggest part of it is actually probably the soybean piece of it, which we leased out. But, you know, for me, for example, a potato digger, you know, the potato diggers, you know, they're anywhere $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. A tractor, a four-wheel drive tractor for the soft and muddy conditions. Cultivators, single row, multi row cultivators to cultivate weeds out of the crops. Planters, we have two or three transplanters, you know, for onion crops, for potatoes, you know, wagons. So those are the type of things we had to go and sort of buy and invest in, so if you will. you know, sprayers. We use organic methods, but still there's organic pesticides that we use to spray. So we had to do.
I'm finding that hard. I raise a lot of hay now on land that was corn land, and I'm going to start growing hemp, I hope, in the next year, because that's a great cash crop, and certainly there is demand for it. And I have not, I've never used chemical fertilizers. I used to have a great witch's brew of cow manure, chicken manure, horse manure, pig manure.
Yeah.
And when I show up on the scene, the neighbors would all run for cover because I'm in a suburban setting. And I wonder about that. What part of, I don't know this area. I worked at St. Louis KMOX a long time ago. I don't know this. Are you close to Kansas City or where are you?
Yeah, I mean, we're about, 15 minutes out of Kansas City. Actually, the farm proper is in Kansas City, so we're, 15, 20 minutes out of the city. But the great thing about it, Doug, is, we've got some of the, when I talk to people, some of the best ground soil, not in the Midwest, not in the county, but the world.
I want to come back to that because you mentioned it when we started, the problems that you and others are having in that locale and west of there, probably 100 to 400 miles west and south of where you are with all the water, what that's done to your farm, to your ability to get started, what will that do to your profit this year, what has it done for the quality of that fabulous soil that you're talking about, the Mississippi River Basin, in a sense, or stretching out from there. So that'll be our focus as we continue. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Pearl of the Pearl Farm here on the American Family Farmer.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A top Justice Department lawyer said the agency is trying to find a legally available path to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census after President Trump tweeted that we are absolutely moving forward despite a Supreme Court ruling and public statements from the Justice and Commerce Departments to the contrary. The lawyer's statement represented a complete reversal of the government's position when officials said they would honor the High Court's ruling and begin printing census forms without the question. The president weighed in with this tweet, quote, "The news reports
about the Department of Commerce dropping the quest to put the citizenship question on the census is incorrect or, to state it differently, fake. President Trump said, "We're moving forward as we must because of the importance of the answer to this question." Shares open higher in Asia, tracking the ascent by major U.S. indexes to record highs. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old?" I said, "Balance of Nature." If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
I love being on my tractors. I asked Michael Pearl from the Pearl Farm, who's here with us on the American Family Farmer in this hour, talking about how he has converted his farm in Missouri to more vegetable crops from being a cattle and dairy operation. He's a fifth-generation farmer, took a different tack, that is, went to the big city and made his way and then came back. Was your father alive still when you came back to the farm? Was he pleased that you came back?
Actually, no. My father, wasn't alive. My father had passed away, actually, 1 year of me being out east, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We never got a chance to talk about, what we want to do transitionally, but I'm sure he's good with it.
I'm sure he's looking down, that's for sure. The purpose of this program is to bring to people who are on the farm, people who have farm businesses, the locavores that support us, it's to give you a way to see through maybe some of the problems. Just ideas. We're all about ideas here, and you've got some interesting ones. Before I get to some of the specifics, I do want to go back to the business about the weather and what it's done to your schedule this year. And would you describe, because I don't think I've had anybody on the program since all the floods over the last couple of months from that specific area, to describe just how it impacted you. Maybe give us from the beginning how it started, what it's taken.
Certainly, Doug. From the beginning, let's think about here in the Midwest, particularly Kansas City area, the amount of snow and the intense cold we had this year. So we had a lot of ground snow, which is great. That seeps into the ground and provides moisture. But however, that turned it right into heavy rain. Heavy rain, slow thawing. So in turn, what that did, that delayed us a month probably getting into the field. For example, I tend to get potatoes in on St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th. Probably didn't get those in till April the 17th, April the 18th. So that was a continuing saga. Delays, and when there wasn't delays, there really wasn't enough time to get in the field because of the intense rain, the magnitude of the rain, and dry days. So really a complication that I've never seen in my life. So that's what we had to deal with. And so with that, you do the best you can. You work dry areas. You re-ditch. You redirect water. You're planting on hills, of course. So you're doing anything to mitigate the loss in what you know is going to be productivity, what you know is going to be time to market. We've probably lost our soybean crop. In other words, when I say lost, probably won't get one in. We'll probably go back and try to get in some late pumpkins and some late watermelon. So that's where we're at today.
How do you know what sells? How do you know what will? So you're changing your routine. A lot of people think soybeans are only for large farmers. They don't remember the edamame and some of the other more edible fruits, and I think that really is kind of what I love edamame. It's relationship to soybeans, because we think, I was talking at the beginning of the program about how soybeans are big on the Chinese diet or on the bill of fare of, in terms of trade, but what you're growing really is not relatable at all to the product that has the same name, is it?
Yeah, it is. The soybeans that we're growing, those are, for cattle feed, primarily the soybeans,
So how much land do you devote to that then? If you're
There's only maybe, 50 acres of soybeans, not a lot. But, if I were doing it differently, we'd probably grow organic soybeans. And, you're probably going to do twice as well on organic soybeans when farmers make that transition as they will with conventional, GMO type soybeans that we currently raise.
Well, that's the bottom line, finding a market. So I wanted to go back to that and how things have changed as you've grown. You had every year, do you try something new?
Yeah.
You stayed with tried and true. You got watermelons, you got spinach, you got radishes, potatoes, squash, what else?
Yeah, every year we try something new. You have to, you try to get ahead of these things. And how do you get ahead of, just like in a, corporate Fortune 100 marketing job, you do research. You listen to your customers. I've traveled around the world doing market research. I'm around here, and you listen to the customers. You understand what the trends are. And so with that, we're trying something new every year. We're doing garlic, which is not a new crop, but it sells, and it's for us. We're doing, for example, Napa cabbage, bok choy. I'm listening to the, for example, the juicers that are working around here and doing organic juicers and seeing what's hot on their agenda. And then today, it's celery. So there's, you listen to the customers, you listen to the business owners, you listen to the restaurateurs, what's going on, what are people interested in, what are they eating, okay? So you get that research and you make adjustments in your operation to accommodate that, where it's amending the soil, if more acid, less acid, more neutral, in order to grow that particular crop.
And you go back and think about what it is that works and how you get it to work. Are you one of these people, I give this is a prejudicial question because it's me, in a sense. I don't ever intend to give this up. My way of life is built around my radio career, but also about the farm. And I don't feel to give either one of them up because I don't really see life without them, frankly. Do you feel that way? You gave up a career to come back to the farm. Does the farm keep you busy for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I think the farm, you know, first of all, you know, when I tell people, you know, first of all, didn't give up a career because, you know, you gave up perhaps a 8-to-5 or probably a 8-to-8 or whatever it is, and probably a substantial portion of income. However, you know, this is marketing. You know, this is, if you're going to do it right, this is hardcore marketing. This is about, you know, what we do. What we did. This is about customer acquisition. This is about customer retention. This is about repeat purchase, right? It's about all, you know, the whole marketing thing, you know, testimonials, customer experience. This whole thing is wrapped up in what we do on the farm. And the great thing is, as a farm owner, as a business owner, you're controlling the means of production, you're producing, you're growing, and you're developing your own marketing plan. So haven't given up the marketing piece. Without the marketing piece, you're not going to be successful. I happen to be, since I've been a junior in college, I've been doing direct marketing professionally. That's my expertise. And so that's exactly what we're doing here. We're doing direct marketing to the consumer. I do business-to-business marketing to the restaurants and institutions, then we do business-to-consumer. And I never forget a conversation Dad and I had probably, I was probably 16 years old, son, if we could take the middleman out, we'd probably do a lot better. We'd do okay.
Yeah.
So taking the middleman out, we go directly to consumer. And so the farm piece, and answer your question, I mean, we'll do it till I can't possibly do it anymore, and if I can't do it, I'll talk about it and write about it.
And do you have family that's working with you?
Yeah. I've extended, everything from cousins to, the three, my wife and I have three kids. My wife, Margarita, we have, three kids, and they are engaged. They all are professional people, but they're engaged in it on a regular basis, one more in college. My wife, critical thing about being a farmer, without a tremendous wife, you're not
going to have a buy-in.
buy-in, and also a partner, legitimate partner, if you're not going to be successful. And so brothers, sisters, they're out, certainly all supportive and help. So it's, it's the concept of family farm engagement, but it's also, it's family, communities engaged, neighbors engaged, all help. So you're not going to do this thing by yourself. As labor intensive as it is, I could farm 1,000 acres of soybeans by myself.
Sitting on a tractor. That's not farming. It really isn't. I kind of resent people. Yeah, exactly. I resent some of these. And that's what happens with big ag. It's just another commodity. It's just another business. It's not, you don't feel anything. That's what we're about, the business of feeling. Maybe it's a life whose time has passed. I hope that's not the case. A lot of these great casual conversations that we have with folks like you are aimed at giving people hope. This is the American Family Farmer Show. More from Michael Pearl after I remind you about how important your energy is, your performance levels, your intensity. As you get older, you're not, by definition, young anymore. The youthful you isn't there anymore. And so as you grow older, do you lose it or do you improve with age? For the men who are listening to this program right now and the women who are with them, if you don't know, the secret is in testosterone. Your level of testosterone helps you stay a man. You're a man, you want to be a man. Your bloodstream contains a couple of types of testosterone. And the testosterone that attaches to the molecules of your body, I don't want to be too doctoral here, but basically the testosterone, the free testosterone in your system, helps you have more energy, perform better in your job, in the work you do, whether it's around the farm or whatever, and in making love. This is a very important part of us continuing to feel good as we age. A lot of people just lose interest in lovemaking, and it's kind of unhealthy, actually. We're not talking about, this is not something, although a lot of hardcore bodybuilders are using NuGenics. That's the product that I haven't focused here. NuGenics has helped break the stereotype that testosterone boosters were only for bodybuilders, because they aren't. Free bottle now can be on its way to you, so you can become more confident. All you have to do is text FORCE to 321-321. It really is that simple. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Back to our final few moments with Michael Pearl from the Pearl Farm in Missouri. We were talking about the family and the things that are important to get things going. How do you decide who your customer is? I know you do a lot of farm to table, which is great. That's a trend. But then you Mark, you want the neighbors and people in your community to come in, but how do you target? Because you are a marketer by trade, this must be very helpful in your success.
How we target, we continue to go to local conferences, local events. I'll speak at the schools. So you'll go to conferences, you go to events, you'll engage the public. You'll talk to customers. This is an environment where you can talk to people, one-on-one and really boil down to what they want, what they know. And, of course, you've got to sell. They may not know what they may not want, You may have a new product. So you're going to have to get out there and sell the product. For example, 7 years ago, blue potatoes. We talk about the antioxidant levels, you talk about the anthocyanins, you talk about the low carb. So you sell, you educate, and you promote, and it'll fall out from there. Customers will fall out from there.
So all in all, you've really come up with kind of a neat way to succeed. You've been very creative. You understand the discipline it takes. Sometimes I'm sure you feel kind of alone, but you've got your family there to help you out. So this is a great, I wish you, as a marketer, do a website, will you, so I can send people into your website to see just exactly what you're doing and how you're doing it, because you are an inspiration. Michael Pearl here on The American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Doug Steffen, and the focus of my commentary is going to be the future of solar arrays on farms. Is it a good idea, good business practice? I know here in Massachusetts, a lot of farmers are putting solar. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of putting it on some of the unproductive land. And so that's the question. How do we decide where to put it, and how do you keep from being enticed with all the dollars and making a mistake for the future? We'll talk about that in a matter of moments right after this. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to sell it to you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. No secret to this. There are a lot of farms that are in very difficult straits. I'm trying to get people to grow hemp on farms, but some states, like the state I live in, Massachusetts, has its head placed somewhere where the sun doesn't shine when it comes to the realities of getting people to do this. And in terms of what it does, it's just another commodity like corn or hay or beans or whatever else, but they don't see it that way because, you know, government has never seen something it didn't want to try to regulate. So along comes the solar companies, and they come to farmers and they say, okay, let us use your land to put these solar arrays on. No denying that the population is increasing. I mean, I can remember back in, 1960s, 70s, when it was 4 billion, and now it's almost 7 billion, and that's only, 40 years to the future, 50 years to the future. So the population brings with the increase in population brings with it an increase in carbon emissions and the move to renewable energy sources. There are a lot of opportunities for a variety of renewable sources. It depends on the scale. They're being developed around our country and around the world. But the short and long-term pros and cons of each of these ought to be examined. I know as a dairy farmer, land owner, forest owner, I'm concerned about the effects of large-scale solar arrays and what that does to our food security and our open space. What we've done, however, the government and Big Ag has managed to devalue the value of our land for food just because of the way we're importing food, the whole trade thing, what they're doing to the land and the product. There's all kinds of issues here. So it changes the value of some of the land. I saw some information recently that in the last 19, 20 years, we've lost about 40 million acres of farmland. Imagine that. Think about it. What's happened? 40 million acres of farmland have been lost to development. That's about 5,000 acres a day, folks. 5,000 acres a day. There are 900 million acres in the U.S. classified as farmland. 340 million of these are considered cropland, which is land suitable for cultivation of vegetables and nuts and things like that. The acreage, the rest of it is all sort of pasture and grasslands suitable for grazing livestock. But as the demand for food and fiber increases, it may even go up by 50% in the next 50 years, we have to ask ourselves, what's the best use of agricultural land? I'm not sure that putting these solar arrays on productive land, it's a good idea right now, but what's going to happen in 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now? The problem is that's not your problem. You have to survive today, and I get that. I'm going to put solar on my farm to handle the building of a processing plant for products that I'm going to grow on the farm. And I think I'm only going to use land that can't be used for grazing. But there are a lot of people who are just taking the land out of production because they can't make any money producing it and putting up solar. And the guys going around, the snake oil salesmen that are telling people this is a great deal. It is, tax-wise and otherwise, for the moment. But my caution to you would be to think twice about what the long-range use may be, and maybe you modify somewhat your plans for solar. Food for thought here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.